New modelling suggests the current Ebola outbreak in Central Africa could exceed 20,000 cases over the next 3 months. That's according to the US Centres for Disease Control and Prevention. It comes as aid organisations on the ground face growing distrust in the medical response. Meanwhile, the World Health Organisation has handed over a refurbished Ebola treatment centre in the DRC city of Bunia to local health authorities in an attempt to bolster aid efforts. John James is on the ground in Bunia for the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF. He joined me a short time ago. John, Bunia in the Ituri province is one of the hardest hit regions in this outbreak. What's it like on the ground in the midst of this response to Ebola?
Yeah, I mean, I've been here for about a week or so, and it's a sort of time where people are rapidly arriving, supplies are coming in, and at the same time, you're trying to scale up the response to what's going on and, of course, work with communities so that people really get a sense of what they can do to protect themselves. So, you know, at the airport now, currently, there are only humanitarian flights coming in. There are strict controls there. But there's a lot of supplies that are starting to come in, UNICEF bringing in to our warehouses and then distributing out. So it's a really busy time. And at the same time, of course, in this sort of setting, you know, you're really mindful about staying safe as well. Just how dangerous this virus is, wanting to reach people, but at the same time, staying safe so that you keep going providing support.
Is that scary for some of the response teams that are there?
I think people come here knowing what they're getting into in some respects, but, you know, you can already see sort of tiredness and people working hard. I think above all for those who are really on the front lines, the health workers, the doctors and the nurses, the people going into communities. And we've seen, you know, many particular health staff who've been among those who've picked up the virus. They're working in very difficult settings, in very hot settings, wearing the protective equipment. So it's a tough place to be in. I mean, I was talking just on Friday to one of the nurses who was amongst the first group that were released as survivors for this particular outbreak. You know, he's gone through a really tough experience. He's now back at the hospital working, but even within his community, it's not an easy time for him to be out there as a survivor and someone talking about this virus.
Why has Bunia been hit particularly hard, John?
I mean, this is the 17th outbreak now for the country, and it's cropped up in different places, but this particular one has been a lot more severe than some of the recent previous outbreaks. We're already talking about the third biggest outbreak in history globally of the Ebola virus, and we're really just within the first few weeks of knowing about this. This is a difficult place to have an outbreak like this because you've got a number of existing humanitarian crises already. I mean, you've got about 100 armed groups working in this area. You've got insecurity issues, humanitarian access. You've got a number of challenges linked to, you know, malnutrition, conflict, schooling, a generally weak health system. So it's a difficult place where a lot of people are moving around, but not maybe with the health facilities there. And as I say, where access is particularly difficult, you've still got conflict in this area of the country. So it's not been a great place to have an outbreak start. It's not been great that it took 12 months to have this confirmed, because it is quite a different species of the virus than we've seen in some of the most recent outbreaks. So that's all made it, you know, in some ways, a perfect storm for this outbreak to catch hold in this area. But it's been spreading fast as well. I mean, initially a few weeks ago, we were just in 3 health zones. Now we're talking about at least 25. So it's spreading around this area, and we're seeing cases crop up in different places.
We've seen cuts to aid funding from both the US and the EU in recent years. What have those cuts meant for the response to this outbreak, John?
I think anywhere where we see health services diminish, it makes it tougher to respond on these sorts of things. At the same time, you know, we have seen many long-term and generous partners come in with quick support, but clearly, you know, investment in health systems really helps a country and a region to have the strength to deal with these sorts of outbreaks when they come. So I think, you know, we've seen it here and there. You know, we've got experience that's built up over the years, but I think, you know, the resources need to be there to deal with the sorts of things. I mean, our humanitarian response generally for the DRC this year is only about a quarter funded at this point in the year. And that means that health systems, that surveillance, that general protection for children is weaker than we'd like it to be because of the needs that are here. So where funding is cut, you know, that's bad news for children and it's bad news for the sort of readiness for these sorts of response. But at the same time, as I say, we have seen a generous reaction to this because, you know, no one wants to see Ebola spreading more widely.